I'd like to share with you from the Gospel of Mark. Mark chapter 4, verses 1 through 9. And our title today, while you're turning to that, if you want to turn to it, our title today is Jesus the Teacher. This is one of the parables, the parable of the soil or the parable of the sower. One of the parables that's in Mark 9, there's several others. We're not going to get to read them all, but they're all significant ways that Jesus teaches. And the fact that Jesus taught with parables and stories is the thing that made him the best teacher. Because he taught with ideas that people could relate to and that they could understand. He was probably dealing with farmers when he told this story. Mark 4, beginning with verse 1. Listen to these words for the word of the Lord. And again, Jesus began to teach beside the sea. Such a very large crowd gathered around him that he got into a boat on the sea and sat there. While the whole crowd was beside the sea on the land. And he began to teach them many things in parables. And in his teaching, he said to them, "Listen, a sower went out to sow. And as he sowed seeds, some seeds fell on the pathway, and the birds came and gobbled them up. Other seed fell on rocky ground where it didn't have much soil. It sprang up quickly since it had no depth of soil. But when the sun rose, it was scorched. And since it had no root, it withered away. Other seed fell among thorns. When the thorns grew up and choked it out, and it yielded no grain. Other seed fell into good soil and brought forth grain, growing up and increasing and yielding 30 and 60 and 100-fold. And Jesus said, "Let anyone with ears to hear listen." This, brothers and sisters, is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. I brought a pocket full of acorns today. It's mixed in with my pocket knife and probably a few other things, but these are pretty miraculous little seeds. And they are all over out in our backyard area, the place between us and the softball field. There are just millions of them. Only a few will turn into another oak tree. And only a few of those will survive the lawnmowers and the children playing out there that may trample them down. We think a lot about seeds, and we ask, what kind of seed are you? What kind of seed would you be if you were to sprout and grow? And that's a good question, isn't it? But in a way, it's not the question of this parable. Because this parable that Jesus tells people is not so much about the seeds as it is about the soil. It's not about what kind of seed you are, it's about where you are planted. Where you plant yourself. Where has the wind blown you? Or where have you been lovingly planted? In the parable, Jesus talks about the different options. He talks about some seed that falls on the path. And you know, the whole definition of a path is that's where people are walking. And if they're walking, that seed is not going to have much of a chance to sprout and grow. The others, some of the others fell on rocky ground and the depth of soil was not there. There wasn't enough depth for them to find root. And if they sprang up at all, they didn't last long because they didn't have roots to sustain them and to support them. Other seeds fell among invasive plants like thorn bushes or thorn vines. And when those plants grew up, the thorns came around them and choked them out and took their place, took the nutrients out of the soil. But the last category Jesus names is the seed that fell on good soil, soil that had been turned and moisturized and deepened and had some good life in it. And those seeds brought forth grain, whatever it is that they were supposed to grow. They bore fruit. And Jesus says some of them grew, they increased and they yielded their fruit times 30 or times 60 or times 100. One little seed putting out 100 things that are like it. 100 things for the harvest, for the good of the people who would come along and eat from that vine. And Jesus said, as He often said at the end of a parable, "Let anyone who has ears listen." Now, I don't know about you, but I kind of wish that Jesus would spell things out a little bit more. But He tells a story like this, and He leaves it hanging there, and then He says, "If you have ears, listen." Any classroom teacher will tell you that it's not the best idea to give the students the answers. It's best to teach them how to discover the answers. It's best to help them be guided toward a place where they will have that aha moment, where their eyebrows raise and their voices raise, and they give thanks because they figured it out. You've had times where you've been teaching a child and suddenly they just get it. And that is the very best kind of learning. Jesus is talking about that kind of produce, that kind of harvest that says, be the kind of soil that is hospitable and helps things grow and that bears good fruit for the kingdom of God. We often hear the expression, "Times have changed," and, well, they have. We have had enormous changes just within our own lifetimes. I was looking at a book, reading between the services today, and it's a pastoral care book that I have cherished in the past, and I realized as I was sitting there reading it that it seemed a little outdated. It was published in the early 90s. And it's like, I think I better get a new one. Not that what is in it is not good, but it's not as relevant as it should be. And Jesus called us to be relevant, to be alert and ready to change, ready to grow, ready to bear new things. Even the seeds that Jesus talks about grow anew each season. And so we too have our seasons. We get pushed back. We run out of steam or run out of energy. We get knocked around or even eaten up sometimes by what goes on around us. We get knocked back by grief or disappointment or pain. Seasons are like that. Sometimes the winters, sometimes the thorns that grow knock back the seeds. But all of us are called to be the kind of soil in which seeds of God's gracious love and seeds of hope take root. Not quickly necessarily, because quickly is not always good when you're talking about taking root. Sometimes the quicker the roots take, the shallower they stay. God calls us, Jesus calls us to be the kind of soil where roots can go deep. You know, in terms of how people talk about one another, that means you're the kind of person that someone can count on. That you are the kind of person that someone can count on to be there, to be loyal. Maybe not always to have a smile on, maybe not always to have the right answer, but to be there. To be a kind of soil in which roots can grow deeply and plants can be nourished and other people can be nourished. This is a great parable. I mean, who's to judge Jesus' parable? But this is one that has so many ways to look at it. And I call you to hear these words of Jesus and to hear in them the message that God would have for you today. What changes need to be made in your soil? What kind of expectations has God had of you that have gone unfulfilled because you didn't know about them? What kind of seeds have been planted in you and didn't grow up because you weren't quite ready for those seeds? Whether it's leading a group of people in your office, or teaching a class, or raising a family, feeding an infant, whatever it is that God has called you to do in this time, maybe it's coaching a team, encouraging a team that's losing, or helping the ones who are winning to stay humble. Whatever ways God has for you right now to be a hospitable place for faith to grow, I call you to live into that and to let your soil be cultivated and turned and grown and sometimes not smell the best and sometimes needing water, sometimes being muddy and needing to just dry out for a few days. All of those things are part of the life of soil. But God is calling us through this parable that Jesus teaches to be good soil. To be the kind of soil that brings forth a harvest of goodness. 30-fold, 60-fold, 100-fold or more. We may never know the impact, the outreach, the reach of what we do. It's okay to wish that you were a different kind of seed, you know. Seeds are very particular. These are acres. They're seeds of an oak tree. And I don't know about you, but I had a little stool when I was a kid that had an acorn on it. And it was a little stool. It had words painted on it. It said something like this. This little stool is for me. It is to reach the things I couldn't, and maybe some things I shouldn't. But that little stool had an acorn planted on it, and I thought about how, as we talk about these seeds, talk about how each one of us is a seed. But that's not where we're at today. We are seeds and we are to be planted in good soil so that we can grow and bear fruit for the kingdom of God. But that's another day for Jesus. Today's parable is about not being a seed, but about receiving a seed and being the soil that nurtures it. For you, that may be teaching the classroom, or it may be raising children. It may be encouraging the elderly, your parents. You can use your imagination. But I call you today to think about what kind of soil you are called to be. Let us be the kind of soil that welcomes the seeds that God would plant within us and that God would hope will grow and bear fruit. so be it in Christ. Amen.